More people bet on the Super Bowl than any other single sporting event in the United States, according to researchers who track the industry. Much of the wagering, more than $300 million of it, is done privately on computers. Online sports betting has grown dramatically in the past decade, but NPR's Tom Goldman reports the future of this booming business in the United States is uncertain.
Eric Swanson remembers the feeling he had 2 years ago. The longtime New Hampshire resident was convinced his beloved New England Patriots were going to win the Super Bowl.
And I was so sure that I was like, you know, I don't bet really on sports, but I got to put some money down somewhere. And, you know, I don't really know any bookies or anything.
But there were those pop-up ads on his computer screen, ads for online sports betting websites. Swanson chose one, bet on a couple of New England games, and won $1,500 after the Patriots swept through the 2002 NFL playoffs. Now, New England has marched back into the Super Bowl, and 35-year-old Eric Swanson is back at his computer.
I'm going to bet $50 that the Patriots will win the game straight up, so... placing that bet, hit yes, hit submit, and it looks like I'm ready to go.
Sports betting as easy as the click of a mouse. From casual bettors like Eric Swanson to the hard-nosed professional gamblers called sharps, the internet has been a revelation. Online sports gambling's unique qualities, such as anonymity for the bettor, quick access to the best betting lines and odds, these helped revenues skyrocket. Anthony Cabot is a gaming attorney in Las Vegas.
If you look at about 1998, there is probably the advent of the first sports book online. And from then until 2003, it went from basically zero in revenue to probably now around $3 billion a year.
It's a windfall with a heavy price, however, according to Senator John Kyle. The Arizona Republican has been one of the chief critics of what he calls a particularly nefarious form of sports betting.
Here, you've got nobody looking over your shoulder, and as a result, it is a more addictive kind of gambling. And we actually had testimony to that effect, for example, from a person at Harvard Medical School who likened the internet to a new delivery form for addictive narcotics. He says it's like crack cocaine.
Kyle and others have tried and so far failed to pass legislation banning online sports gambling in the United States. Internet betting has been an elusive foe, dodging seemingly outdated federal laws. The Sports Protection Act of the early 1990s made betting on human sports illegal in most of the United States. The 1961 Wire Act made it illegal to use a telephone or wire to transmit bets. Anthony Cabot says those laws were based on the traditional ways of gambling on sports.
You'd have to place a wager with your bookmaker. You'd have to have contact with them either in person or over the telephone. You'd have to meet with them to give him your money for your bet or to collect your wager. So everything occurred within the boundaries of a particular state.
The internet changed that. Bookmakers set up operations outside the United States where it was legal, in places like Antigua and Costa Rica. Bookmakers were thus beyond the jurisdiction of U.S. laws. At the same time, state police largely were unwilling to go after people betting on their home computers, even though many state laws prohibit all gambling on sports. Unable to effectively police both the bettors and bookies, lawmakers tried a different tack, targeting the credit card companies that were responsible for nearly all internet sports gambling transactions. The newest proposed legislation would explicitly prohibit banks and card companies from being involved in those transactions. For one of the first times, the online betting industry has responded publicly.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
I have a question for you.
Oh.
We have a petition because we believe that gambling online should be a source of entertainment and the federal government's trying to take it away. So we're starting a petition. Can you please sign it and help us?
Okay.
3 months ago, BetOnSports.com launched a nationwide petition and letter-writing campaign urging Congress to legalize and regulate online sports betting. Gambling researcher and analyst Sebastian Sinclair says the U.S. would be wise to follow the lead of the United Kingdom, where sports gambling is legal. U.S. lawmakers, Sinclair says, should decide what authorities in Great Britain did, that you cannot stop people from gambling online.
But if you give me a regulated alternative where I don't have to bet with someone that I can't see in Costa Rica, You know, someone that I don't know, if they fold up tomorrow, am I going to get paid? Where, you know, I can go to my local Better Business Bureau or, you know, they have an office here in this state if they want to conduct business. And I have, you know, a statutory recourse. Where do you think I'm going to bet? Where do you think my money's going to go?
Gambling opponent Senator John Kyle insists regulation won't work and that you can stop many people from betting online if the activity finally is banned. As the debate continues, so do the wagers. Eric Swanson says questions of legality never enter his mind as he bets on football in the comfort of his own home.
You know, I sort of feel like I live in this, in a society that doesn't care much about those sort of rules. I mean, it just seems like gambling is such an integral part of everyday life at this point. I mean, I can't go to the convenience store without standing behind 75 people buying scratch tickets and trading in scratch tickets like a casino.
Analysts estimate close to 1 million Americans will use the internet to bet on next Sunday's Super Bowl. Tom Goldman, NPR News.